This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, one call, that's all. He is the one and only Jim Ozarski, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Bucks beat writer. Follow him on Blue Sky at Jim Ozarski. Jim, how are we doing today?
I'm good, Spark. Happy New Year, bud.
Happy New Year to you, too. So how miserable was it covering that team without Giannis?
3-11 miserable. I mean, if you include the games he missed earlier with the adductor strain, yeah, they were not good. And look, I think we talked at the start of the year, Sparky, about this team, and I had said, hey, like, this is the team with the lowest floor that I had covered in a long time here, but what was unknown would be the ceiling. And obviously, Sparky, we didn't see the floor. I mean, we hit the basement, with, yep. You know, and so now, you know, as we head into tonight and the new year and the Bucks hope that Giannis is healthy, they're going to find out a little bit how high the house goes with, especially this new starting lineup with Giannis that has looked pretty good, even under his minute restrictions.
You know, that's the one thing. It's Bucks and Wizards tonight, 7 o'clock tip at Fiserv Forum. I'm sure there are plenty of tickets available for that if you want to go check out the Bucks game tonight down in the Deer District. I am just amazed by how bad Miles Turner is without Giannis. Like, I was never the biggest Miles Turner fan to begin with when he was at Indiana. I always used to, as a Bucks fan, go, let him shoot as many threes as he wants. It doesn't worry me in the least. But he will get him here, and he's the younger, more athletic version of Brook Lopez. That's how they sold it, and it was going to be great. And Miles Turner was completely ineffective without Giannis. Giannis comes back, and it's a completely different Miles Turner. Why is that?
Well, so there's two things. One is I think it's fair for us to say the best few seasons of Turner's career in Indy were when Tyrese Halliburton kind of emerged as an all-NBA point guard. Yep. And he's a role player. He's a complimentary player. I don't think anyone ever positioned it otherwise, Sparky.
Well, his contract positioned it otherwise, well, though, Jim.
Yeah, that's... We can say that, but I also think there's an NFL level of that, Sparky, you know, where the next left guard is always the highest paid left guard.
Sure.
Because it's just what it is. But anyway, I do think, I do think there was a little bit of a coaching issue in getting Miles going without Giannis. He's a guy who has averaged 18 points per game at various points in his career. He is a guy who has been the number one option, or quote unquote, the best player on the Pacers. We even saw it even when Tyrese was on the floor. I think the Bucks just either A, they didn't have the ball handlers or the playmaking, which is a fair thing to say, to get him in that position, because he's not a creator, Sparky. He's not. He needs help in some way, and maybe they, you know, Porter and Rollins and these guys just couldn't do it. Maybe that was the case. But you're right, though, like, the best version of Miles that we've seen is when 34 is on the floor, and I hope is when, you know, Giannis is going to miss more games at some point, Spark. We know this. We've covered him too long.
Yep.
I hope that whenever that is, they have learned some stuff or are seeing some stuff where they can get Miles going when Giannis isn't on the floor.
Who benefited from Giannis not playing? Anybody?
Well, this is unique because he also benefited because Kevin Porter wasn't playing. But I do think Ryan Rollins benefited. You know, here was a 23-year-old Sparky who very suddenly was the number one option.
Yeah.
Number one. Now, look, some of it was great. Some of it was not so good. But he went through it and learned it. I mean, they drew up game-winning shots for him. So I think he benefited. You know, in terms of it's a great question otherwise, because maybe some of these guys will see Sparky where they got more attention on the scouting report. Did we see the best of AJ Green without Giannis? Probably not. Did we see the best of Kevin Porter? I think so. I mean, he averaged, when he first came back and Giannis went out, Sparky, he was, what, 28-8-6? Now, the thing is with Kevin is he's got to learn that when Giannis is back, he's not that guy. So yeah, I do think Ryan Rollins and then maybe to a degree Kevin Porter Jr., us seeing how good he can be.
But you say, you know, he can't be that guy, KPJ, with Giannis back, but they don't have a Lillard. They don't have a Middleton. They don't have a guy that's continuously going to get those shots. Doesn't he have to be the guy that gets those shots next to Giannis?
It's a great question. I guess what I mean by that is not that he can't or shouldn't be the playmaker. I guess he's not going to take 20-something shots. He's right. Not going to – I guess that's what I mean by he's not going to do that with Giannis. I think what he needs to find – it's honestly, you know, Spark, let's rewind this back. Like, he's got to find his space a la Chris Middleton. Like, when Chris and Giannis were going through their thing at age 24, 25, right, they had to figure out who was who, when was when, and who's getting what at whatever points. And Kevin's got to learn that with Giannis. There are times we've seen where Giannis clearly should get the ball, and Kevin kind of dribble. But there's other points then when Giannis goes off the floor, okay, now it's Kevin and Ryan's time. So I think you're right, Sparky. He does need to be that secondary scorer, but I think the key word there is secondary.
Talking Jim Ozarski, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Bucks beat writer. Follow him on Blue Sky at Jim Ozarski. He's at Fiserv Forum getting ready for Bucks and Wizards tonight. Tickets, I'm sure, still available if you want to go see the Bucks play, and probably relatively cheap on the open market. I want to get your thoughts on Doc Rivers' decision during this little stretch here to separate and break up Rollins and KPJ from the starting lineup, to have essentially Rollins off the bench, KPJ be a starter. Fans were losing their minds at that idea, and now he obviously has changed his mind again and put them back together. Did you get what Doc Rivers was trying to do? Why didn't it work?
Yes, totally got it. It was one of the reasons of many that he kind of snapped on me a little bit during that 2-week break where they had six practices, and I just asked him, like, does Ryan need to go back to the bench here? Because they hadn't played a lot together, and I think Ryan just got, what was he doing?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
wing, right? Like, he was asked to do maybe seven different things in a three-week period. And then Kevin comes back, and Kevin's doing his thing, and they're just sort of, like, playing not with one another, but they were just on the court together. It looked funky. It was weird. And so it made sense to break them up, to give Ryan and Kevin sort of their playmaking space. Giannis is the difference there, Sparky, because when Giannis is on the court, as we just said, Kevin is not the first option. Ryan is not the first option. There's no debate over who's doing what and when at that point. So I do think together with Giannis, their roles are far more defined. And then as we've seen these last two games, Sparky, Doc is staggering Ryan and Kevin. They're not really playing together then without Giannis. So, I think that's really just to give them the space to create and kind of be their own person, you know, without the big fella.
If you look at A.J. Green, that's a guy that they were really counting on to be that knockdown shooter to help create space for Giannis, obviously. And you look at what he's looked like to this point. Obviously, he gets hurt early December, whatever. And since he's come back, outside of that Memphis game, he has not shot that three ball well.
Yeah, and you know, look, AJ's a tough guy, and he's insisting that that shoulder sprain, that AC joint, is not affecting him. But, you know, look, it's different than Rollins' shoulder injury last year, right? Like, AJ's shooting motion is all shoulders, right? Like, and so I think he won't admit it, but clearly the results are showing that maybe he's not quite all the way healthy, and maybe he's honestly, Sparky, learning how to shoot hurt. You know, like you, is he injured that he can't play? No. But is he bothered? Yes. And so how do you work through that? And I think that's just what we're seeing.
Is Gary Trent Jr. doing everything they thought he was going to do?
Probably not. I mean, this is one of his down years shooting-wise.
Yep.
Obviously, you know, he was part of the starting lineup those first few games when it did actually look well, that first three-guard lineup. But we just haven't seen, you know, we just haven't seen him do that on a regular basis. So, and obviously, you know, Doc has agreed. He has been in and out of the starting lineup, and now it looks like permanently off the bench.
Which is absolutely insane because so many people shake their head at the fact that Gary Harris is actually on the floor for the Bucks right now.
Well, look, I will say this about Gary Harris. Consummate professional, and he is not this year's version of DeLon Wright. Like, Gary, he's getting into some guys defensively. And look, I'm not a big plus minus guy. I think that is a pretty flawed stat.
I hate that stat.
I will say this though. Gary Harris is one of the few guys who is kind of where he's supposed to be all the time, Sparky. Like, offensively, you see him moving and he may not take the shot, but he's where he's supposed to be defensively. I mean, he's a bigger guy. He's giving them a little more, frankly, on-ball defense that they just haven't had. So he's not playing a ton. I think he's playing just enough. And honestly, Sparky, like, when he's out there, it hasn't been a coincidence that those are some plus minutes. Let's put it that way.
So now that Giannis is back, I'm curious to see what this does for Jericho Sims. Because prior to Giannis getting hurt, really didn't see a ton of Jericho Sims. He's had far more run now. They're in desperate need of rebounding help, and they have been all year. Does Jericho Sims, do you think, still get a decent amount of run now that Giannis is back, or does he go back to watching?
No, I think he – well, I mean, he'll play now because Giannis is restricted to 25 minutes.
I mean, he only played 2 minutes in the last game.
Yeah, and I think – yeah, I think that's probably where it's going. Sparky, I mean, he's Jericho has and can do some things, but, you know, he hasn't rebounded well. Obviously, he's an offensive liability in a lot of ways. So, yeah, I think we'll see fewer and fewer, less and less, however you want to word it, of Jericho.
And you say that, but, I mean, 6 boards in 17 minutes, 5 boards in 19 minutes, 7 boards in 20 minutes, 6 boards in 19, 7 boards in 26, 7 boards in 30. I mean, that's not horrible compared to the rest of this roster.
Yeah, I understand, but it's not great.
Well, no, so but there's no offensive threat. That's the bigger issue.
Yeah. That is the bigger issue. And let's be honest, if he's playing, that means Giannis is not.
Correct.
And they are the worst offense in basketball when Giannis is off the court. So if anything, Sparky, it's more because of that.
How much do you look into their success that they have during this little weak part of their schedule? Because for me, every win is a big win at this point as you try to get yourself up to that sixth seed.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's not they are, as Giannis said when he did that windmill dunk against the Bulls, we're the 11 seed. We haven't earned any respect or any reason to do anything than play 48 minutes. And so, yes, Sparky, I was in D.C. when this team lost to Washington, and it was and Giannis kind of packed it in the last minute. They lost a 45 to the Nets, Sparky. Like, if they were to win tonight and beat Charlotte and beat the Kings and it's 5-0, it doesn't matter that those teams are lottery teams. Like, the Bucks need to just, to your point, win and win often now.
I have one last question for you on the way out. That Giannis deal, that dunk at the end of that Bulls game, and then he's John with Vucevic, and then the bench is clear and everybody's on the floor. Did it rub you the wrong way that he walked off and let his team deal with the crap that he started and he wasn't in the middle of that? Because it irritated the hell out of me.
Yeah, it's I understand that for sure. But if you go back, like, I've been here for enough of the other, like, Brooke and Bobby sticking, like, getting technicals or getting ejected because guys went and hit Giannis in the back.
That's or different.
Him to the ground.
Right, that's defending your superstar. But in this case, your superstar was the one that started this mess.
Yeah, I guess so. I think you. How can you explain yourself in that moment if you're Giannis walking out? I get it. I think if he would have stayed in the fray, it would have escalated way beyond what it was, which was really nothing. So I think if he would have went chest to chest with somebody, then we're talking about, you know, what is this guy doing just coming back and how could he put himself in that position, Sparky? So, no, I get what you're saying, but I don't think I think just walking off the court and saying what he had to say afterward was probably the right thing.
Jim Ozarski, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Bucks beat writer. Follow him on Blue Sky at Jim Ozarski. Always fun to read your stuff. Always fun to follow along on Blue Sky as well. Thank you so much for coming on, buddy. And more wins are coming. It won't be as depressing. So that'll be good.
I appreciate it, bud. Have a good one.
Take care. Have a good new year. There he is, Jim Ozarski, joining us on the Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.